Last night's interview with Drew Peterson as attorney Joel Brodsky wasn't to try and convince you of guilt or innocence one way or the other. I have my own thoughts about that, and the evidence will fall where it may, and a court of competent jurisdiction will rule as it may eventually. But one has to wonder about undercover operatives coming on television, leaks to the media and to special show hosts and so-called correspondents, and then wondering about, will a trial be fair? What's fair is that we are able to come on with freedom of speech and talk about these sorts of cases, that Drew Peterson is given an opportunity to come on and say what he has to say. But what isn't fair is Kathleen Savio has died with no answers, and that Stacey Peterson is missing with no answers. Those things aren't fair. We can sit down and we can talk rationally and reasonably about cases like this and try to get our points across. I am dead set against undercover operatives coming on television, talking about what they did, and then when being probed properly by a host, they say, sorry, we can't answer. Well, they might as well answer because they've already come on air. Will this case go to trial, like Geraldo says, before the end of summer, or at least an arrest? We shall see. Is Joel Brodsky and Drew Peterson prepared for that? I think they are. Can Drew Peterson tell us more? Maybe. Maybe in time he will. But right now, we all have to remember the fairness goes to the families of Stacey Peterson and to Kathleen Savio, because they deserve answers, and that includes the Peterson children. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.